This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Kraus. The Alaska legislature passed a bill that would protect the graves of Alaska Native people who were forced to live in an internment camp in Funter Bay. The measure now awaits Governor Mike Dunleavy's signature. KTOO's Lindsay Berlini reports on how the bill got passed and why protecting the graves at Funter Bay is so important.
When the Japanese invaded the Aleutians during World War II, the U.S. government forced Unnanuq people to live in internment camps in southeast Alaska. They had to stay in those camps for 2 years without being provided basic life necessities. About 10% of people died at the Funter Bay internment camp. Most of them were children or elders. House Bill 10 will protect the graves of the Unnanuq people who died in Funter Bay. Representative Sarah Hannon from Juneau sponsored the bill.
This camp in particular, you know, it's just a compounding of errors of history.
The Unnanuq people interned at Funter Bay were one of the first Unnanuq people to come into contact with the Russians. The Russians enslaved them, forced them to relocate to the Pribilof Islands, which were uninhabited at the time, and forced them to hunt seals for their fur. A couple hundred years later, the U.S. also forced Unnanuq people in the Pribilofs to hunt seals for the government.
The men placed in internment in Funter Bay are still forced to return to the islands in the summer to seal for the government and told, if you don't do this, we'll never let you return home.
Not a lot of people know about this history. This bill, in addition to protecting the graves of the Unnanuq people who died in Funter Bay, raises awareness about the internment of Unnanuq people in southeast Alaska. Hannon introduced a bill to protect the Funter Bay Cemetery to last year's legislature. She and her staff, along with Unnanuq elders and the advocacy group Friends of Admiralty Island, worked hard to educate Alaska lawmakers about the Funter Bay internment camps and the lasting effects of the camp on the families. The bill was making headway in the legislature until the pandemic halted most bills. When the bill was reintroduced this year as House Bill 10, it went pretty smoothly. Most legislators already knew about the bill from last year and were supportive. Martin Stepton is an advocate for the bill and a member of the Friends of Admiralty Island.
It went kind of unnaturally fast through the legislature this year, which is really great, you know. We're super proud of that.
Stepton is Unnanuq, or Aleut, and Tlingit, and his grandparents were interned at Funter Bay. To Stepton, the state recognizing the violent past of the land they own at Funter Bay is a crucial aspect of the bill.
What happened to the Aleuts in 1942 by the federal government was a really bad thing. It was a really bad thing that we don't ever want to happen again. And the only way we can ever protect ourselves from things that happened to us by us is to remember it. That's why we have history class. That's why we have history.
To Stepton and the Friends of Admiralty Island, the work has just started. There are other cemeteries in southeast Alaska that are not protected, such as the cemetery in Killisnoo on Admiralty Island. Stepton wants to seek protection of this cemetery next. In Juneau, I'm Lindsay Brolini.
For KMBA News, I'm Trip Kraus.